With the Franciscan greeting of peace and all good things, Pokqui e Dobro, we welcome you to our weekly broadcast of the Father Justin Rosary Hour, produced by the Conventual Franciscan Friars. The Rosary Hour, a Polish language radio program, has been broadcast to support the spiritual and cultural needs of Polonia throughout the United States and Canada. For CD copies of today's program, or for a printed copy of today's talk, please write to the Father Justin Rosary Hour, Post Office Box 454, Athol Springs, New York, 14010. We remind you that the Rosary Hour can be heard on the Internet on www.rosaryhour.com.
Dzisiaj rozpoczynamy nowy, 89. już sezon nadawania programów Godziny Różańcowej. Pierwsza audycja tego sezonu będzie o naszym franciszkańskim apostolacie i została wyjątkowo nagrana w języku angielskim przez ojca prowincjała. Począwszy od następnego tygodnia, audycje będą znowu nadawane w języku polskim.
Today's program entitled The Apostolate of the Rosary Hour is the English translation of a program given by Father Justin Figas on November 7, 1937. The presenter of this program is Father James McCurry, OFM Conventual. Father McCurry is the provincial of the Our Lady of the Angels province in Ellicott City, Maryland. In the talk today, Father Justin explains the role of the Rosary Hour in promoting the Polish language and the heritage while living in America.
I greet all of you, my dear fellow countrymen, with the words, Praised be Jesus Christ. It was more or less 7 years ago that I was called to the office of the Archbishop in Montreal, Canada. I hadn't the faintest idea why Archbishop Deschamps had summoned me by telegram to come to meet with him. As I was on my way there, I felt irritated and a little frightened. Shyly, I presented myself at the door of the Archbishop's palace. After I had celebrated Mass at the cathedral, I learned that the Archbishop was waiting for me. After greeting me, he immediately began to complain about the problems and the misunderstandings among the Polish people in Montreal. Embarrassed, I listened silently. When he had finished, with the respect due to a person with spiritual authority, yet with an understanding of the Polish soul, I began to explain to the Archbishop that our Polish people had their faults, but that they also possessed many virtues. One must only learn how to get along with them and learn to understand them. Despite their apparent unruliness, our Polish people are truly honest, peaceful, and hard-working people who love God and their neighbor. Now, it was the Archbishop's turn to listen to my explanations and arguments. When I had finished, and I had been speaking for quite a while, the Archbishop smiled and said, The Polish people have a good lawyer and defender in you. Do you know what I shall do? I will place these Polish people under the protection of your Franciscan fathers. I will see what they will do with them. However, I insist on one thing. that your Franciscan fathers teach them religion, but only in the Polish language. If they will love their Polish language, they will also love their faith, and they will remain faithful to their faith as long as they remain faithful to their language. You must all speak to them about these affairs, not only in church, but go to them on the street corners, go to their homes, go to all their meetings, and everywhere else where they are, so that you may reach everyone, convince everyone, and convert everyone. As I was returning to Buffalo, I couldn't forget the words of the Archbishop. It was then that I conceived the idea of speaking on the radio as a way of reaching the widest audience of our fellow countrymen. Today I see the finger of divine providence in this, because despite various difficulties and unpleasant circumstances, with the help and cooperation of intelligent people, it will soon be 7 years that we are broadcasting the program of the Rosary Hour. Today, allow me to simply and sincerely explain the aim of this program, the apostolate of the Rosary Hour. The affairs of God, national affairs and matters pertaining to being good citizens, and to explain to you the importance and the meaning of all these matters, this is the aim of this radio program. The times that we live in are significant, critical, and decisive. Probably never like today has there ever been such an endless battle over the conquest and the possession of human souls. It seems that suspicion, hatred, and desire for revenge have opened wide their wings in order to cover all of humanity and compel her to enter their ranks. The world is full of apostles of strange and deceitful teachings. These people do not spare any effort or any expense. The aim that they have chosen for themselves is the total destruction of God and the total destruction of the idea of God. Within the boundaries of states, they call out that there is no room for God. Besides, they say that today God is unnecessary and useless. Therefore, there is no need to confuse people with a teaching that has long been obsolete. People who are caught up in the pursuit for daily bread and bewildered by the battles for prosperity have no time and often do not even want to waste time in order to determine who is speaking the truth and who is spreading lies. They listen to the promises of those who want to create here on earth some kind of paradise that up until now has been unknown. In reality, these lessons only destroy those qualities which up until now had ennobled man and brought him happiness, as much as was then possible. I repeat, they only destroy, and they do not know how to build anything. Instead of paradise, they create hell on earth. Individuals lose their sense of being free people, and they become slaves in the full sense of the word. These people cease living as noble and intelligent individuals. They not only fall to the level of unintelligent animals, but they fall even lower than that. For what can a person be in whose soul God has been murdered, or in whose heart that weak spark of faith has been forcibly smothered? Or one from whose mind that feeling was stolen of being a creature that belongs to God? Or one in whose conscience all responsibility before divine and natural authority has been stifled? A person who has been so robbed and denuded loses all sense of human dignity and becomes an animal. Therefore he lives like an animal. These words may sound arrogant and crude. However, they agree with the facts of life. Besides all that, the Rosary Hour aims to announce the truth. It aims to announce the truth that is not new, but to announce it in a different way, different from the usual accepted way. It aims to discuss matters referring to God as they are involved in matters referring to people. It aims to point out relationships and the connections joining the Creator with his creatures. It aims to point out that God is good, merciful, and caring about the happiness of people, not only after death, but already here, on this side of the grave. It aims to show that man is the masterpiece of all of God's creations, for man possesses something which elevates him above all other creation and brings him close not only to the angels but to God himself. It aims to show that it is only man, if he holds on to God and conforms his life to the commands and prohibitions of the Lord, he can partially enjoy peace, satisfaction, and happiness. Every one of us is in this world just like a little child. Can it be possible that this little child can behave in life more intelligently than we who are older and more mature? Just look. A child never believes in himself, for he understands that he is helpless and weak. So what does he do? He begs his father or mother to give him their hand. He believes in their love, their strength, and their protection. Then he places his little hand into the protective hand of his caring father and his loving mother. Now he feels safer and happier. If everybody today, instead of listening to persuasions and deceitful envoys, would listen to the divine teachings and would place their work-worn hands into the hands of their loving God, God would guide them on the road of life and light. People would be filled with true and lasting happiness. On this program of the Rosary Hour, we will also deal with matters that refer to our nationality. It is true that our Polish people are good and possess more virtues and good points than many others. Our people praise God, love their neighbor, and love their family. They are as industrious as bees and as thrifty as a squirrel. Our simple folk possess so very many virtues. However, since they were created from clay, they have a long way yet to go to perfection, and they themselves admit to having many faults. They want to rid themselves of all gullibility, sluggishness, suspicion, and jealousy. The Rosary Hour aims to help them do that. It will also serve to remind them that they should be proud of their Polish heritage, and that they should speak in Polish, and read Polish newspapers, and good Polish books. Let everyone say what they want, but two holy things given us as a holy legacy by our parents are these two heavenly gifts, our Polish language and our faith. We need our Polish language, and it is very useful, just like our daily bread. The renunciation of our nationality does not help us in any way. I have never in my life heard of any incident in which a person had renounced his language and Polish nationality and thus became a better and exemplary American citizen. But on the contrary, I personally know of a few cases where they repudiated their nationality, and they not only ended up behind bars, but ended up in the electric chair. Finally, on this Rosary Hour, we shall discuss and review matters pertaining to our American citizenship. You, my fellow countrymen, should strive to become model citizens of the United States and conscientiously fulfill all your duties for our fathers and mothers, and we too have chosen this country as our homeland. This country has opened for them and for us the road to freedom of faith and of speech. It gave them into their hands a piece of hard and dry bread, and it gives us the opportunity to better our existence. Therefore, out of gratitude, we should love this country, obey all of its laws, and respect all authority. We should all, the young and the old, be interested in American affairs. We should all not only learn to speak the English language, but become so proficient in English so that no one would be able to sell us out, either politically, socially, or otherwise. Our Polish people to this day still do not understand their own power and their own talents. Instead of standing hard and demanding not only our privileges, but what is justly ours by law as citizens of this country, Our people, out of habit, still go the old way, trampled down by the heavy feet and torn boots of our peasant fathers, about whom during three annexations it was said that a Pole is like an ox who was created in order to be pushed or driven throughout his life. Therefore he walked patiently with a pickaxe, a pitchfork, and a shovel in his hand. Our forefathers convinced themselves that a piece of dry bread and a piece of poorest quality of meat was sufficient for them. Meanwhile, there were the others, who ate the softest bread that was spread on one side with butter and on the other side with jam. Besides that, they were gorging themselves on the most delicious steaks and other meats. It is high time that we abolish that idea of our inferiority once and for always. This also is an aim of this Rosary Hour. You tell me that the plan of this program is great, profitable, and praiseworthy. However, we doubt that anything can be done for our people who are divided into camps and parties that assemble under banners on which various slogans are written, which are pompous and sublime, yet they are mostly false and deceptive. In my talks, I will try to rise above all of that. I come to you, my dear fellow countrymen and women, with the crucifix in my hand and with God's truth on my lips. I will stick by the principles of our poetess Konopitska. My road is neither to the left nor to the right. I go straight to that poor little hut that reflects its misery openly, without loud slogans, divisions, and fights. My words, like the swish of a whip on those who are pliable, will jar your ears, which want to lull your conscience in an elusive peace. My words will be a beating on the heart, on your corpulence that is settled and clotted by your personal lack of movement. I will not stand before a microphone to speak in order to win your applause, but in order to awaken you, to frighten you, and to force you to think. I will not speak in order to delight your ears with sweet phrases or with a refined and educated talk, but in order to look into your conscience, to examine your heart, to reach out to souls that are worried, uncertain, and anxious. My voice may seem to be the voice of one calling out from the wilderness, but through this voice all those will speak who are dying from spiritual and physical pains, all those who are burdened under the weight of the laws of society, and all those who are held in contempt by the merciless. I will fly like that wounded bird close to the ground where it is dying in pain, so that I may enfold the sad millions in my loving arms. And though everyone is silent, I, with my blue color, will shake them up with my protest. I hope to sow quiet harmony and warmth. I hope to turn your eyes toward heaven and convince you the stars are shining. They shine in the high heavens. Just want to believe, sir, that it is all for you. In exchange for the work in this way, I beg all of you, all without any exceptions, for help. May it be the very smallest, but please send it. With your material and kind cooperation, we will accomplish much for God, for our Polish character, and for our citizenship.
Thank you.
This was just one of hundreds of talks that were given by Father Justin on his weekly programs. We are currently translating these talks into English, and we have many posted on our website for you to read or download. Please visit our website at www.rosaryhour.com for these and many more interesting topics and links. Donations to help the Rosary Hour continue with its radio ministry can be made to Father Justin Rosary Hour, P.O. Box 454, Athol Springs, New York, 14010. Na zakończenie programu proszę o błogosławieństwo naszego ojca prowincjała, James A. McCurry.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he show his face to you and have mercy. May he turn his countenance to you and give you peace of mind and heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Franciscan blessing. May the Lord bless you with discomfort at easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships, so that we may live deep within your heart. May God bless you with anger at injustice, oppression, and exploitation of people, so that you may work for justice, freedom, and peace. May God bless you with tears to shed for those who suffer pain, rejection, hunger, and war, so that you may reach out your hand to comfort them and to turn their pain into joy. And may God bless you with enough foolishness to believe that you can make a difference in this world, so that you can do what others claim cannot be done, to bring justice and kindness to all our children and poor. Amen.
Jesus.